All right, so ready to really dig into something different today.
And ready?
We're taking a look at Her Name is Rose by John Walker. If you've ever heard of it,
I have, yeah.
it's not really like a straight biography, more of a kind of poetic look at a person.
Right.
But the way he does it is, well, it's really interesting.
Yeah, I think interesting is a great way to put it.
So we're going to do a deep dive into how he actually brings this character Rose to life
Right.
and some of the techniques he uses.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah. So the biggest thing that jumps out at you when you start reading this is that he uses a metaphor,
Yeah.
kind of builds a whole book around it.
He does, and it's a great metaphor,
Yeah.
and I think it's really effective for a couple of reasons.
So he compares Rose to
Rose.
a rose.
Obviously, right, given the title.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
It's more than just the name.
yeah.
Like, it's every part of her personality, even her looks, are connected back to some part of a rose. Yeah, it's not just a surface level comparison. Like, he doesn't just say, oh, she's beautiful like a rose.
Right.
It's like like you said, every facet of her personality is tied back to some element of the flower, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's the thorns or the petals or the fragrance.
Yeah, and right from the start, you get that.
Yeah.
Like the first few lines, he says, "Timeless and captivating as a rose in full bloom."
Yeah.
But then
Big book.
he goes on, right? And he's like, "Her beauty is not just skin deep, it is a reflection of her soul."
I mean, wow. Like, you're hit with this idea right away that we're going beyond the
That
surface.
there's something more there.
Yeah, exactly. It's about inner beauty. It's about, like, what makes this woman who she is on the inside. And I think that's what's so interesting about this approach, you know? He's using the rose to tell us about her character, not just her
It's
appearance.
like he's saying her inner qualities are almost like the fragrance of the rose. You know how it kind of lingers, and it has this impact beyond just what you see.
Absolutely.
And
Yeah.
he connects those things.
Yeah.
Like he'll say her elegance and kindness are tied to how beautiful the flower is. But then he'll also say, like, her strength comes from how resilient a rose is. It
Right.
can thrive even with thorns.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so effective. It's like he's giving us this multi-layered portrait of Rose through this one powerful symbol. And because of that, we as readers are really able to grasp the depth of her character.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just getting a list of her qualities.
Right.
We're seeing how they all connect and how they're all embodied in this one, you know, incredibly potent
It's
image.
not just a shopping list of adjectives.
Exactly. It's
You're
deeper than that.
deeper, yeah.
Yeah.
And even the way the story unfolds is part of that too.
That's true.
It's not like you get the whole picture of her
All at once?
right at the
No.
beginning. It's like
It's gradual.
it's
It's
grand.
like
It's about
peeling back
each
layers.
chapter's almost like another petal unfurling.
Exactly. And I think that's deliberate on the author's part. You know, he's allowing us to discover Rose bit by bit, just like Rose blooms petal by petal. And I think that makes the reading experience so much more engaging because we're actively involved in uncovering who she is.
And it makes you think about, people in real life, how we don't always see everything about someone right away.
Right.
It takes time
It takes
to
time.
really understand them, to see all those different layers.
Exactly. And to appreciate the complexities. You know, people are not one-dimensional. They're not just good or bad, strong or weak. They're a mix of all these things. And I think that's what Walker is trying to show us with Rose.
Yeah, there was this one line that like really hit me. It said, "She carried her pain with the grace of a wilting rose, her head bowed, but her spirit unbroken."
Wow.
And it really showed,
Her
her
resilience.
resilience, yeah.
Yeah. Even in the face of hardship.
That even when things are tough, she still has this inner strength.
It's like even a wilting rose can still be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And it can still have this like dignity about it.
Yeah, I think that's a really powerful message.
It is. It is.
Especially, when we all go through hard times, it's a
Absolutely.
reminder
Then you
that
get through them.
we can get through them,
And
but that
reposo
there's
so
beauty
beauty.
even in those moments.
Yeah.
And so, thinking about this whole book,
Yeah.
Her Name is Rose. It's not just a story. It's
True.
almost like it's a,
A poem about a person.
yeah, like a poetic exploration of her character,
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it makes you think differently about the people in your own life.
And he does this all through
This metaphor of the
the
rose.
rose, yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Like he really reveals her strength and resilience and just this this whole
yeah.
depth of personality
yeah.
you wouldn't get from a typical biography.
And, you know, it makes me wonder, like, think about someone you really admire.
Mm.
Is there an object or a natural element that you could use to represent their character?
Wow.
Like, what would be their rose, so to speak?
That's a great question.
Right?
Makes you think.
It does.
And it really shows you the power.
Metaphor.
Yeah, the power of metaphor and how
you can reveal so much.
You can reveal so much about someone.
Yeah.
By comparing them to, you know, something.
Both unexpected.
Yeah, something unexpected.
But that, when you think about it, really captures their essence.
Absolutely. Well, this has been fantastic.
Yeah, this is fun.
Really made me think. Hope it did the same for you listening.
Me too.
Until next time.
Bye.